Midweek Focus, a program focusing on events, on people, and on your community, heard every Wednesday starting around 9:10 a.m. If you have an event coming up and want to be on Midweek Focus, contact Jill Cox at 742-2187. Midweek Focus is sponsored by Sanford Health, Merch Lumber and Supply of Ellendale and Oaks, Tara's Thrifty White Pharmacy, and Oaks Public Schools. Joining us now is Dr. Tara Mertzak. Hi, Tara. How are you today?
Doing well. How are you, Ace?
Good, good. So we're talking, like you said before we just started recording, a very timely subject in vaping. So what did you want to talk about first about vaping? I know we've heard a lot about it in the news in the last couple of weeks, like you said. So what did you want to get out there right away?
Well, I think sometimes when we hear things on the national news, the question is always, well, does this actually affect us locally, in the state or in the local region? And so that the answer to that question is absolutely yes, as has been released by the North Dakota Department of Health in the last few weeks as well. The vaping-related illnesses, as well as the prevalence and the number of folks that we have calculated are using vape or e-cigarette products, is a local issue as well.
Do they, you know, these illnesses have come out recently, and I think for a while we've kind of seen that's probably not great for you necessarily, but now that these new illnesses have come out, do they know exactly what it is and exactly what is causing it within the chemicals of the vape? Like, I don't even know what it is, really.
Unfortunately not. And the reality of the situation is that it's in a really gathering stage of trying to figure out, is there a certain component that is related to these recent vaping-related illnesses? Absolutely, as you said, vaping is, as we know, at the baseline, whether you're getting an acute illness like folks have or not, isn't necessarily good for you.
Right.
And there's all sorts of questions in the past. Was it better or worse than smoking cigarettes or other things? I think we can say globally, well, any sort of e-cigarette product or cigarette smoking or any sort of smoking at all isn't good for your lungs or body.
Right.
But the CDC and the FDA nationally, as well as with local and regional health departments, are trying to figure out, is there a certain component or is it we're just trying to put the, or just starting to put those pieces of the puzzle together and realizing it's related.
I feel like, so when I was in freshman year of college, maybe, which would have been 6-ish years ago, I feel like it kind of started to take on a different perception, because wasn't like e-cigs, weren't they supposed to be a substitute for smoking pretty much and something like to get off a regular smoker from smoking? Is that how it kind of started? I guess I'm not sure either.
E-cigarettes, and if we use that kind of as the global term for things that you hear of vaping or the different branded products like the Juul or different
right.
things like that, if we talk about them generally as e-cigarettes, so any form there, they're initially marketed as, gosh, people who already smoke, let's help you stop smoking cigarettes and start smoking these. The fear from the public health and the medical side of things is, gosh, isn't this going to maybe cause more people to start in the first place?
Right.
And I think we're realizing that. And I think locally, that's something to know about. These are very prevalently used by teenage and even younger children, because they are easily disguised. They can look like a jump drive. They look like a pen. They can be easily put anywhere. And so as parents, as community members, being aware of that and kind of preventing it in the first place to let folks know about the risks is very important.
And I don't want to say necessarily that it is directly marketable to kids and teenagers and whatnot, but don't they have all sorts of flavors that pretty much, doesn't that pretty much say that, hey, kids, look at this bubblegum flavor or whatever it is. Isn't it kind of, don't you see it that way too?
It is. I think looking back now, and people can see the concerns, even think to 30, 40, 50 years ago when cigarettes were marketed, and we can all say now,
right.
My goodness, maybe that was not the greatest situation. I think we can even already look on the e-cigarette industry as that as well. It's an area of a lot of change, and I think just for folks locally to know, it is not just something we hear on the national news.
Right.
I think knowing about how that affects, people that you know and are around, and being able to educate people, kids, teenagers, and even other adults about the dangers that can be with all sorts of smoking,
yeah.
and that there's lots of resources out there to help people quit. So whether that whether people are using e-cigarettes or any type of tobacco product. North Dakota has local resources with the North Dakota Quits program that you can Google or call. They have free resources for medications, patches, counseling resources to help people quit. And certainly would advocate to go seeing your primary care physician or provider to get help as well.
Sure. Anything else you want to touch on before we wrap things up?
I think we're great.
Awesome. Thank you so much.